ever seen. So he gave my dog these biscuits. You know, he must have bought them on sale or something some years earlier. And my dog got sick. I mean, this guy was just the cheapest motherfucker on the planet. And my friend had hyped him up like, you know, he's Omar Sharif used to be with him and this and that. I was like, well, is Omar Sharif still alive?
I don't even know. What has he done since
I don't know. But this guy, I mean, so he was always like, oh, you know, have you ever thought of being an actor to me? And I was like, well, I said I'd really only consider it if it was like I had the starring role in a movie like Falling Down or something like that. I don't want to do any of this peon work. And then, you know, so he just kind of looked at me like, you can't be serious. And I was like, yeah, I'm not really interested in acting. That's not. But that was his power over people. Mm. So he kept thinking he was going to do me a favor. One day I get a phone call out of the blue from some woman with an Australian accent. She's like, oh, Ross Brown referred me to you. We're making a documentary. And so I was like, oh, that's interesting. So Ross gave you my phone number. What's it about? They're like, millennium babies. We want couples who are willing to have a baby to be the first of the millennium. I was like, I think you got the wrong person. I mean, this guy would give you a fucking snow cone if you were freezing to death. That was, I mean,
that's
he was
a
just
great line.